Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
To Dave's Good Vibration Station on LATalkRadio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. Yeah, boy. For sharing your Sunday mornings with your host, Davey. Dave's Good Vibration Station. This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. What in the world do we mean? Well, every single moment you have an opportunity to think whatever it is that you pivot your thoughts towards. And how you think, the direction in which you pivot these thoughts is a direct reflection of what you experience here in the physical plane. Welcome to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey, and this is the show where we raise your vibration. Today we have a very, very special show lined up for you guys. Now, as you know, on the Vibration Station, we're big fans of, introducing high vibration music, different types of music. It literally can be any type of music. As long as it is inspired from a positive place in the human heart, right? So what I do and what the Vibration Station team does is we'll go to certain events, certain venues, we'll scope out musicians, artists that we think are really inspiring, and of course, you know, on the up and up, spreading a positive message. So today we have a very special guest for you guys. I would like to welcome none other than Mr. Paul Watkins, also known as DJ D1. Welcome to the show, brother. It's a pleasure having you today.
What up, LA? DJ D1 in the house.
There he is, the big DJ D1. So first and foremost, before I play some of Paul's music, I want to give you guys a little background of who Paul is, what his inspiration for this music is, and how he got where he is today. So, first of all, Paul, how are you feeling today, brother? That's the most important thing here on the Vibration Station.
I'm feeling great. I'm nice and positive. And I am so happy on one of my hometown stations.
Yes.
I'm a L.A. kid, born and raised. So you got to show, major love to where you're from. You know,
absolutely.
You always got rep your city, and where you're from. So
absolutely.
So, LA, what's going on?
LA, here we are in the big city itself. We're also part of a little bit larger of a community called the Earth Community. You know what I'm saying? We're all brothers.
Yeah, man.
We're all brothers and sisters here under the same stars. You know. So, LA repping also. Planet Earth reppin'.
Of course, man.
So a couple things that I wanted to ask you, Paul, just to give the listeners just a kind of a base understanding of who you are and how you got where you are today. I'm going to just let the listeners know I met Paul at a musical venue at an event. He was on a stage, and I was inspired watching him play his music, hearing his music, and how in tune he becomes when he plays the music that he is so passionate about. So something that I found to be really powerful, Paul, I don't know if we've discussed this, but I'm a musician myself. You know, when you play the music that resonates so deeply with your heart, something happens. You know, it's almost like you enter this realm of nothingness, of now, you know? And I can only speak from personal experience. You know, I've definitely had experiences with other band members and people that I'm just jamming with or playing music with, where we will get so in sync with one another, we'll get so in tune that it's almost like we're communicating on a much deeper level than just, you know, talking or playing music. It's like we're communicating on a vibrational level. And when, you know, when I hear you, when I hear your music, and when I've seen you play, I feel the same energy coming from you, that you become.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. You know, let's just say first, I'm a house, electro house, techno house DJ.
Beautiful.
So I think, for me anyway, that music is positive. There's a lot of naysayers out there, and I will say hello to every one of them.
That's
and
awesome.
There are a lot of naysayers that don't think it's right, it's not clean enough, but it's positive music. It's good vibe music.
Yeah,
and I couldn't agree more with you, Dave, about when I DJ, when I'm in that space.
Yes.
And, you know, and you see the crowd, you see the energy, and at some point there's even a time when you see the actual vibration.
Yes.
Of energy.
Yes, yes.
From the crowd.
Wow.
And that, more than the money,
yeah,
more than the publicity, more than, you know, everything that I really like about being a DJ, you get the love.
Yes.
You feel the love of your crowd.
That's so
and
cool.
And you pump love into,
wow,
your crowd. And that is the main reason that I started in this business.
Wow.
That is the main reason why I'm still DJing, and that is the main reason I will continue to DJ, because it is about love.
Wow.
And it is about passion.
That's, and to go along with that, brother, that is the reason why we have you here on the show today, is because that's what you do it for, and that's what you believe in so wholeheartedly, and I can feel that. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure to, you know, check out where we're going to, just in a moment, play a song of DJ D1's, just to give you guys a little taste. But I also want to make sure that you check out DJ D1's Mixcloud. You can make sure to check out, it's mixcloud.com/iceman455,
and up there I have some DJ mixes, which if you are into the EDM house community, you will know that can range from a pretty pump-up mix of 7 minutes to a long festival set of 3 hours.
Wow. Yeah.
And I have a range up there going up to 45 minutes. That's my longest one in duration right now. I actually entered that one for the countdown contest hosted by Insomniac Events.
Great.
To play the Countdown Festival on New Year's Eve. And I will say, in a matter of about 2 weeks, the mix already got 90 listens.
Wow.
And about 21 favorites.
That's
so
beautiful.
So there's that one, and it's called Countdown 2015, so you guys can check that one out.
That's cool, man.
One of my favorite mixes out there for all of you guys.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And something that I really love about what you're doing, Paul, and I want to touch on this, is You know, there's a lot of money in DJing today. There's a lot of money in that goes into the production of a DJ set, that goes into the equipment, that goes into all the lights and the setup. I mean, you know, Insomniac is our event coordinators, right? That set up. If I'm not mistaken,
they're big. They're massive.
Yes, they're huge. They're huge.
It's on a. I mean, I don't know if I want to say planetary scale, but when you go to these festivals and you see the stages that Insomnia creates or Nocturnal
they're huge.
Creates,
they're amazing.
You are transported to another world. I guess the world would be otherworldly.
Yes.
Sorry, I can't speak today. No. LA. My bad. But
it's all good, brother.
You get transported into another world.
Yeah, totally.
So
totally.
It's on a whole another world scale.
That's beautiful.
From my perspective.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, when you can get up in front of, you know, a large group of people and just, like you said, pump love into the crowd, that's one of the most powerful ways that one human being can affect a mass consciousness, or at least a collective consciousness. So, Paul, I'm just going to get right into it, brother. I'm going to play a mix that you sent me. This is known as Trap Tuesday, and Trap Tuesday is something that DJ D1 has. It's an original idea that he's come up with, to where he takes
the idea for it. LA was to take a prevalent house song or EDM song that was pretty well known. I kind of put my own spin on it.
That's awesome.
And trap music is one of those things where it's a specialized art form. I'm going to say that, in that it's not like regular house or EDM. It's its own different side of things. And it's a side of things that I want to get into, so I got a track, I messed around with it. The track is a remix of a Hardwell song, and it's called Space Man, so if you guys want to check that out, just the original.
Very cool.
But yeah, let's spin it and let's see what they think.
Beautiful. Let's give it a shot. So this is DJ D1, Trap Tuesday. And if you guys want to check out another place, you know what? We'll get into that later. Let's just listen to the music, brother. DJ D1, Trap Tuesday!
Here we go!
DJ D1, DJ D1. Wow. Oh, my goodness. So, Brother Paul, thank you so much, DJ D1. Dude, first and foremost, that sounds like it takes some pretty concentrated effort, to say the least, to get those syncopated rhythms and, like, the offbeat, like, rhythm. It's just, who needs drugs when you have that music?
Oh wow! Well, thank you.
Hey man, no, it's
concentration. You nailed it. That's what a lot of this takes is concentration.
It's like
it's concentration on knowing how to do it. It's concentration on following your passion.
Yes,
and it's concentration on following your dreams. I would not keep doing this if I did not genuinely love it.
I love that.
I don't do it for the money. I do it for the love and the joy that I see that brings people. And I said this before, I will say it again. I will keep doing it for the love. And
that's
I will
awesome.
Concentrate on the love. If everything else fails, the love is still there.
Yeah,
and that is
brother.
A quote and a life message and a motto that I always live by. If everything else fails, the love is always there.
That's a beautiful motto
and
to live by.
That will never change for me, for any of my fan base, or anything. I love all of them.
I love that, man.
And
we love you, brother, and we love you. You know, what's really cool is the fact that you can hear a sound in your head and then manipulate the settings to match whatever sound that you're hearing in your head. So, listeners, just for your understanding, you know, when Paul says, you know, he does this for the love and he's pumping love into the crowd when he's playing this music, what if you could imagine thinking of a large crowd of people, right, anywhere from a couple hundred to a couple thousand, even, you know, upwards at some of these Insomniac events and stuff, upwards towards a couple hundred thousand. So,
right.
If you could just imagine close to 100,000 people all pretty much jam-packed together in front of this stage with one person controlling the sounds that hundreds of thousands of people are hearing, what you're actually doing on a vibrational level, because we are here on the vibration station. So what you're actually doing on a vibrational level is you're connecting 100,000 people on the same frequency, right?
We are all one. Take away everything that gives us difference. Give us everything that gives us the class system. We are all one. We're all one species.
Yes.
We're all one part, and we all are related.
Yes.
By some
absolutely
way from whoever controls this universe. We are all related, and we are one.
We are indeed.
So when I'm up there and I'm doing my thing, I see one. I don't see, you know, for instance, I went as an attendee this year to EDC in Las Vegas.
Very fun.
EDC in Las Vegas had 500,000 people.
Wow.
So if you can imagine a speedway, and in the middle of a speedway are 500,000 people, and you see 500,000 people all doing the same thing.
Wow. Wow.
It is magical.
It's totally magical, you know, and that's exactly what I was referring to, you know, when I said that you, when you're up there, you're literally controlling the collective energy with the frequencies that you're putting out. And something that's really interesting, yeah, and to have that power is like, it's totally indescribable. And what's really cool also is, you know, you have the opportunity to choose what frequencies, you know, these masses of people are going to be hearing. So if you're off beat or you're out of sync or you put a frequency that is out of tune or doesn't sound, you know, melodic with whatever else you're doing, like the whole stadium feels it. The whole stadium feels like
that. Oh, yeah. No, for sure. There's been areas, even in... Dare I say it? One of my mixes on the mixcloud.com/iStand455.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where just for, I kid you not, LA, for probably, I don't know, half a second, I touched my platter. And on the system that I use, it's a Newmark DJ Wego version 2. And on the system that I use, when you touch the platter, the track stops. So I was DJing in the middle of a breakdown, which you guys can still hear in the mix, but I pressed too hard, and for half a second. A
couple milliseconds.
Half a second.
Yeah.
It changed the vibe.
The whole,
always know when that happens, and it won't sound out of sync,
right?
Won't sound offbeat, but to the guy that created, to the guy that has the vibrations going, that will always be there as, yep, that is when, you know, you need to pay attention.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You need to pay attention because, as you said, you're controlling the vibe, you're controlling the vibrations, the energy.
Yeah.
So if you do something that is, I would think, because in that state when we are all one, we all feel it.
Right.
We all feel it.
Right, right.
So that, yeah.
It's so true, man. It's so true. It's like,
yeah
the whole stadium can feel every single move of your finger. And that's another thing that's always interested me a lot. I'll never forget, I saw... it's similar music, not the exact same type, but I went to this festival a couple years ago, Outside Lands in San Francisco, and I saw Deadmau5, who is DJ,
of course,
for the listeners that aren't familiar.
You know, more of a dubstep guy.
Okay, yeah,
you would know
much more about that, brother. But what I can tell you is, the energy. There was probably, I want to say, maybe 50,000 people just in front of this one stage, and the energy that was maybe more than 50. The energy that was being exuded from this man in a big mouse hat. Like mask. It's like,
A big mouse head.
Yeah, like a big mouse head. He's wearing this like big mouse head. Like, I guess he could see through it somehow. And like, he's DJing simultaneously, but it's really good. It's all really in sync. It's all really, upbeat and positive and fun and
yeah.
But something that I'll never forget is the energy of the people in the crowd. It was indescribable. The energy it was totally a collective energy. Everyone was just dancing, like jumping up and down, super stoked just to be in that moment. You know, if we think about the daily breakdown of our human, experiences, we can pretty much break it down into emotional categories, or also known as vibrational categories. And, you know, some days you feel really great. Some days you feel really bad. Some days are good. Some days are shitty. Some days are fun. Some days are boring, right? But if you can think about what percentage of your experience are you really dedicating yourself to feeling like you're in the moment, that will pretty much determine how you spend your time, how you choose to, saturate yourself in this life. So I guess the point that I'm getting at is, the more opportunities that you as a human being have to live in the moment, to be totally just happy with where you are, not thinking about how the drive home is going to be, or not thinking about how long your day at work was, or not thinking about how difficult today was, or how difficult tomorrow is going to be. If you could just focus on, wow, this music is making me feel so good. And that was one thing that I remember feeling so intensely at this Deadmau5 show. So,
of course, and just to add here, sorry if I'm throwing you off.
No, not at all.
Throwing you off, but Deadmau5 is one of those guys, let's just say, as a fellow LA DJ, I have so much love and so much respect for Deadmau5. He is one of my biggest inspirations. So Deadmau5, if you're listening, I love you, bro. Secondly,
that's great.
He's one of those guys that will always put 110% into whatever he does.
Yeah.
Deadmau5, along with Steve Aoki, who is another one of my biggest inspirations, he is probably a pillar cornerstone of why I started doing this. I felt so much love from seeing Steve Aoki at Hawkerson. That was the defining moment where I was like, I'm going to do what I love.
Yeah.
And I found so much love from Steve, who knew how to control the crowd, and it was great. And it's all about how much you put into it is how much the crowd is going to give back. If you are up there and you're, DJing, you're doing your thing, and you're, all right, cool, Bischoff coming up, ooh, it'll be cool. But if you're up there for me, I play every show like it's going to be my last show. I play every show like if something happened and I'm wiped off the face of the earth, people will still remember that one show. And it's all about how much energy you put into it. And for me, I put in 110% into every mix, every show, every remix, every edit. I put in 100% of my hard work and my heart. It is all about the heart, about the music controlling the good vibrations.
Yeah,
and
brother.
when I'm up there, I love, just I love making people happy.
Yeah, man. You know, that's beautiful.
You know, that's what it comes down to. It's, you know, if it wasn't music, it'd be something else. But one of my main things is I love making people happy.
Yeah.
And I love people, you know, enjoying life, because I like to enjoy life.
Yeah, absolutely,
so,
brother. That's
you
what
know,
it's all
why,
about.
You know, why else wouldn't, you know, anyone else want to enjoy life? So,
yeah. I love it. No, dude, I love it. I love it. And, Paul, another thing that I really love is the passion that you have. You know, you can really hear it in your voice that you're passionate about this music, that you're passionate about.
100%. 100%.
Absolutely.
I love it. You know, I absolutely love it.
I can tell, and I'm sure the listeners can really feel that from you. And, you know, it's really powerful when you can maintain, still become recognized, and simultaneously maintain a feeling of humility and also a feeling of understanding why you got into this in the first place. I feel like a lot of people, you know, they get into the music industry, no matter what type of music it is, they start out with their heart in it, but then once they're presented with, you know, potentially selling
the money,
out,
or the fame or everything, yeah, they
start to sell out.
And there's people out there that, yeah, it's, you know, they started in with their heart in it, and now they're doing it for the money in it, and I hate to say that, and I wish I didn't have to say that, but that's the truth about it, is that people start with their heart in it, and they end for the money in it.
But you know what's and cool? Oh, sorry, go on.
I start for the heart in it, and I finish for the heart in it. You know, for me personally.
That's awesome, man. I love that. You know, and it's actually kind of cool that there are people out there that do just do it for the money, because then it leaves the people like you who do it for the soul and who do it for the love and who still are and can make money at it for, you know, for fun and for a career, but still maintain the humility factor and the, you know, compassion and the passion. The passion of the music. So, you know, the people that are just doing it for the money are just making you look better, you know?
Yeah.
So, hey, brother,
right.
I want to...
Well, thank you about that.
It's
thank
true,
you.
Man. It's really true. It's really true. Paul, I'd like to play another one of your mixes. This is Out of My Mind, DJ D1. Let's hear it, brother. Are you down?
Yeah. Out of My Mind is a Bingo Players remix of a song called Out of My Mind, and I heard it, and I was listening to it in my headphones, and I just got this idea. I'm like, what if I could do it like this?
Yeah.
And I put in my program, and I, you know, mess around with it, and I'm like, wow. So the vision I had actually came out with it. So
let's
spin it and tell me what you think. Let's do it.
Let's give it a spin,
DJ D1.
Yeah, so DJ D1, Out of My Mind. And just as a quick background, that's really, really cool that, like I said earlier, here's a perfect example of this song that we're just about to hear from DJ D1. This is an example of Paul hearing a song, interpreting it in a different way, and then creating it in the way that he hears it differently than how it's actually being listened to. So this is a really cool interpretation. It's like a projection of your consciousness. This is like a projection of what you hear in a song and then your ability to manifest it and make it.
I literally couldn't have said it better myself.
No.
A projection of my consciousness.
That's what it is.
I love
bro.
It.
That's what it is.
I'm going to change the freaking description now. A projection of my consciousness.
Yeah,
I love
man.
It.
That's awesome. That's,
I love it.
That's what it is,
let's
brother.
Play it.
I love it. DJ D1, Out of My Mind. Can't miss it.
Let's
here we
do
go.
It. We'll be right back.
Wow, brother. My goodness. Just imagine 500,000 people listening to this simultaneously. It's beautiful mayhem. 500,000 people jamming. Wow. That's beautiful, Paul. Just pumping love into the crowd, bro. It's awesome. Wow. My goodness. Paul Watkins, Mr. DJ D1. What a phenomenal song. You should have seen my head in the studio. I was just imagining 500,000 people listening to that simultaneously, and I was dictating to the listeners just to picture that. And yeah. I guess what I'm picking up is the difference between like trap music and your traditional drum and bass or your traditional quote unquote techno would be that trap is almost like I almost want to say a little bit more difficult in the sense of the rhythms are so syncopated and they're so
exactly
fast.
Trap, everything is so in trap music, everything is so, you know, it's so together, it's so precise, it's in a sequence. But with EDM, and what's cool about, you know, the breakdowns like that I just heard, is that it doesn't have to be so rigid. It doesn't have to be so precise. You can mess around with it a little bit, which is why I like EDM and house music. Trap is so great. I still love trap. I got a bunch of love for trap. I got a bunch of friends that all they do is trap music, and it's great. But EDM, it's more playful.
Yes.
And it's
yes.
a more fun vibe. It's a more togetherness, closeness, oneness vibe. And I guess that's the best way to describe it is oneness. And that's what EDM is about. It's bringing 500,000 people like they were at EDC. 500,000.
That's beautiful.
I don't know if you guys know how many people it is, but that is an astronomical number of people.
To be in one place at one time listening to the exact same music, that's amazing.
Music, like, there should be a Guinness World Record. I'm pretty sure there is, but
that's amazing.
It is a lot of people. It's insane.
If you could imagine bringing that many people together, right? And, I mean, think about...
From different countries, from different countries, from different faiths, and different religions, from different views on life principles, love, life, and the pursuit of happiness, and you can bring 500,000 people, but 500,000 different views, but all getting to be together and be as one and party as one and love as one.
Wow.
That is life's purpose.
Yeah, that's beautiful, man. That's so cool.
That's life's purpose right there, and is to make the world one.
And you can say that again, bro. You can definitely say that again. If we all could just sit around and have coffee and handshakes.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Hey, we actually have a caller here on the show. 323-203-0815 is the number here. Should we take this call, Paul?
Yeah, sure.
We'll take this. We're going to take this call. How you doing? You're live on the air, latalkradio.com. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. You got Paul Watkins, also known as DJ D1, in the studio with us, of course, vibrationally. How you doing today? Who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Ashley. How are you, Dave?
What's up, Ashley? How you doing today?
What's going on, Ashley?
Good. Hey, Paul. I just wanted to say that I've been to a lot of club music gatherings, raves, things like that. I do a lot of the Insomniac concerts.
Oh, very cool.
Dude, you got to hook yourself up with those people. You are so good.
Yes,
thank you
gotta
so
do
much.
That.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
brother.
My God. Like, you have no idea how much that means to me. Oh, my God. Thank you. From the bottom
really?
Of my heart. Thank you so
no,
much.
No, I could just, like, I was, like, just out here with my friends. We're hanging out at the beach, you know, and I was just, like, wow, dance music. We were just, like, all getting crazy and dancing. We had our speaker on, you know, our Bluetooth, and we're listening. So it was, like,
that's cool.
We always listened to Dave on Sunday. But it was, like, wow, music today. So I just wanted to thank you for having Paul on and for sharing that music, because it really, we were all up dancing here.
Yeah, hey.
Awesome.
That's so cool, well, Ashley. Thank you so much for calling
thank
in.
Thank you so much,
and,
Ashley.
And spreading
your
positive vibes. You know, that's if you were listening to the show earlier, I know that you're probably enjoying yourself at the beach and the music caught
yeah.
your ear, but Paul was saying how he is so driven by the passion of the music, and how what his passion is to essentially flood the crowd with love through the frequencies that he's playing in his music, right? We
oh yeah.
On the vibration station, we all like to represent the idea that we are extensions of the whole. So it's basically, in the words of Rumi, we are not one drop in an entire ocean, but the entire ocean in one drop. And that's each and every single one of us. So if we can collectively,
right.
if we can collectively come together and raise our frequencies as one by listening to music that drives us to thinking in a more fun, clairvoyant, positive way, if you can just be in the moment and allow a greater part of you to flow through the cells of your body and the energy to permeate the beingness of who you are, you really are essentially raising your vibration. So Ashley, when you and your friends listen to this music and collectively are dancing, do you notice
right.
do you notice that you feel different? Do you notice that you feel
yeah.
you feel wholer, you feel fuller, right?
Right. We're all together. You know, excuse me, I came into the ladies' room because it was too loud
no,
out here.
No, it's all good.
So, it's like echoing.
I love that you called. That's so cool. Thank you for spreading
oh,
your...
no, I just wanted to, you know, like say, I always listen to you, Dave, and I just, wow, we just got into the music that Paul was playing. And it was we were just cracking up. We were just dancing and having
yeah,
a good time.
Yeah, that's what it's
you
about.
You know, hitting a few beers here and
yeah.
just kind of chilling out. So.
That's awesome. Well, actually,
awesome.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for the positive
well,
call.
Hey, you know, sorry, Dave.
No, I was going to say,
for,
Paul, let her know
for,
where she can find some more of music.
Turn you off, but actually, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I do have a Mixcloud.
Yeah.
It's Mixcloud/Iceman455. And
just
on
like
there,
the movie
you
Top
can find a bunch of my mixes, bunch of my remixes. There's a festival mix in there for a contest that I entered.
Beautiful.
So
oh,
you
wow.
guys can check that out.
That's awesome.
And
okay.
thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for loving what I do, and for the fans and people like you that keep me going.
That's beautiful.
Aww,
so it is really great that I was able to make a group of people happy.
Yeah.
And
aww.
That's what I want to do.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
So thank you.
Keep it up, man. You're good. And we'll check it out. We'll follow what
yeah.
you've done in your music and stuff.
Mixcloud,
awesome.
mixcloud.com/Iceman. Just
Iceman,
just like Top Gun. Iceman 455.
Yeah, you know, Iceman and Goose. Yeah, you know.
That's good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Ashley, thank you so much. We unconditionally love and appreciate you with all of our hearts here on the Vibration Station at LA Talk Radio. And thank you for tuning in and spreading your high vibration with us.
Oh, thanks, Dave. I love you, Dave.
We love you. We love you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll talk to you very soon. Thank you for everything.
Okay.
Always
bye.
Love. Bye-bye. See, Paul, you're affecting people everywhere you go, brother. There's another person's vibration that you have successfully raised, right?
That is awesome. And yo, also, just saying, like, being at the beach,
yeah,
and listening to this.
How cool
music,
is that, man?
That would make me freaking happy. I mean,
yeah,
come on, it's the beach. How, like, how do you not like it?
Exactly. Hey, man, with the last minute we have of today's show, I would love to just tell the listeners one more time where they can get in contact with you, where they can hear your music, and then we're going to close out the show with Pursuit by DJ D1. So first and foremost, Mr. Paul Watkins, a.k.a. DJ D1, we can find you at mixcloud.com/Iceman455. You have a bunch of mixes on there going from 15 minutes all the way up to 45 minutes to an hour. There's some great mixes.
There's also my contact info on there.
Beautiful.
Meaning my cell phone. If you click on the Countdown Insomniac Mix, my phone number is there.
Beautiful.
That is my line for DJ D1, and I do parties, events, whatever you guys want.
That's awesome, man. Thank you so much, Paul. We love you with all of our hearts. And I can't thank you enough.
I love you, man.
I love you, brother.
I love you, David.
We love you, brother Paul. And I can't thank you
enough.
I cannot thank you enough for keeping your vibration high and staying in alignment with what you love to do. That is so powerful. Thank you. Thank you, Paul, for being who you are. Check out DJ D1, mixcloud.com/Iceman455. Paul, we love you, brother. We will talk to you next time, my friend.
Awesome.
Thank you, brother. Oh, it's been such a wonderful episode here on the Vibration Station. I want to send all of my unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours. Make sure to follow us at Good Vibe Station, and we'll see you next Sunday! I'm just messing around. Love you guys. See you next week.
Tell me what you know about dreaming. You don't really know about me. Tell me what you know about the mic. Every night, 5 a.m., cold sweats waking up to the sky. Everything is fine, I know it's gonna be good. I'll be fine once I get it.